It is not a state takeover. However, the state is stepping in to help the Bridgeport School District. And we wanted to welcome back to the show Dr. Royce Avery, Interim Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport, to give us some more insight as to what happened after several meetings happened between Bridgeport and the State Board of Education and what will happen now moving forward for Bridgeport Schools and the 19,000-plus students who are part of that district. Dr. Avery, welcome back. Let's start with, I know you had put a response out, I should say, a statement out following the meetings in January. And it seemed like overall you were pleased with the outcome, the decisions that the state board decided on. What were those decisions?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me again. They had three targeted areas that they're wanting to focus in on with the district. One of those was with board training. The second focus is really trying to make sure that we have a better focus on special education in the district. And the third is really looking at, you know, the next superintendent that will take over the Bridgeport Public Schools and having input in that decision. So those are the three main topics of discussion that has been brought forth by the state of Connecticut.
Dr. Avery, you talk about board training. You're talking about the Bridgeport Board of Education?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. They had to come up with a person or an organization that will provide training for them on a couple of different areas of support that they would be able to help, drive improvement across a variety of different areas in the district. So they really had to submit that report by today is the final day that they the state gave them. So I know a plan was submitted yesterday, and they're just waiting right now for direction from the state if it's going to be accepted or not, or have to be modified.
Okay, and remind me, Dr. Avery, what is that report supposed to highlight?
The person that's going to, or the organization that's going to do the training for the board.
Got it.
In the areas of targeted support that they were going to provide the training around. Again, so that's the report that was submitted to the state, and they're waiting for a response from them if it's accepted or not.
Okay. And so, Dr. Avery, it doesn't sound like this entity that's going to be doing the board training, they're not going to make suggestions about replacing board members or anything like that, are they? Or is this really like fixing the decorum of how the board handles itself?
I think it's just more of just really trying to make sure that the board is equipped to address all types of issues across the district. And really just trying to educate and provide some additional support helping to make decisions across the district for a variety of different areas with supporting of staff and students, looking at academic growth of the district, and working with the community, working with the superintendent. Those are the top of professional development areas that they're going to be concentrating on.
So again, we have Dr. Royce Avery here, who is the Interim Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport. Dr. Avery, when I was reading through some of the recommendations, and I think it was also mentioned in your statement that you sent out back on January 22nd, it said that the state board's approval of support measures includes a technical assistance team. What is that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm still waiting for clarity on what that is as well. So we should be hearing from the state over the next couple of days, probably early next week, regarding what that is. We have not had any engagement with the state regarding, that aspect of that support that's going to be coming in. So that's really what we're waiting for now, is to really figure out what that's going to be. So I feel it's going to be a very collaborative piece. There are going to be some targeted areas that they're going to be focusing in on. So I'm thinking that they're going to have part of that team will probably have a special ed person, a finance person, an academic person, in order to work with me and my team and the board regarding what we're looking to do and what we want kids to do and to learn and be able to do at the end of the day. So really, really excited about that opportunity. We have a lot of things that we're currently working on that we really would like to get some input from the state on how to enhance that. that. So we're excited about the opportunity to have the technical assistant team to join in that conversation.
Dr. Avery, I meant to ask this question, and I could certainly ask the commissioner because I'm not familiar, certainly, but I'm curious. Do you know if the state of Connecticut, the state board, has ever had to do this with Bridgeport before or even any other school district?
I think there is, I think in my historical perspective and looking back at some things that happened in the district, I think there was an opportunity for the state to engage a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But I don't think it was really carried out in any such way. So again, I'm thinking, and as I've talked to several other people around the state, I don't think they've ever done even a partial takeover of any school district in the state of Connecticut. And so this is one of the first times that they've really done and actually started the engagement piece.
Mm.
And Bridgeport probably is one of the first ones to be able to take this whole effort on. So
yeah.
I welcome it. I mean, it's always, I mean, when as an educator, it's all about continuous improvement. So whatever we can do to kind of work and understand how we need to do things better, it's always good. And again, my 30 plus years in the business, it's all about continuous improvement. So again, I welcome that as a leader. And I think my staff, students, the parents, community will also welcome that as well.
Yeah, well, and whatever is best for the kids, you know, I think that's right? I mean, I think when you look at what's gone on, and I'm curious, Dr. Avery, because one thing I've noticed about you since we first got connected months ago is that you're an open book. You're somebody who you immediately, as soon as you took on this position as interim superintendent, you immediately went to the teachers, community, hey, let's have Zoom meetings, let's have in-person meetings. What do the teachers think about this? Again, I know it's not a total takeover, but in some regard, the state is coming in, inserting themselves. I mean, these are big decisions. I mean, even to decide or help decide the next superintendent, which certainly impacts you.
Absolutely.
What do the teachers think about it?
You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to several hundred, well, not several hundred, but, you know, a good portion of the teacher body, different groups of, and I have a couple of upcoming meetings with teachers as well, but just really getting to understand their feel about what's actually happened in the district and what's happened in the past and what they need. And so that their voice has been very instrumental in the way I've been moving in the direction of that support. And I think just pausing and taking the time to listen, that's been a huge piece. And one of the things that we are going to be doing is working with an organization that the state has been providing CERT, and they're going to be providing listening sessions, you know, not only with teachers, but with administrators, with students, and with parents. And so we have one of those. I've invited them to the forum tonight to talk about special education across this district with parents and community. That's tonight at 6 o'clock at the Beardsley Library. So again, that's one of the first real focal topics for parents other than the budget. We did a budget forum as well. So we're starting to do those types of things where we're going to the heart of what makes Bridgeport, and that's parents and students. So we have to make sure that we get their voice about what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, you know, and their needs. And so once we do that and add that to our plan, we have a recipe for success, and that's really what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to pause and take enough time to do those and do those things right. So that is the game plan moving forward.
Okay. And so again, Dr. Avery, because that was news to me. So you have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, and that is open. That's like open to the public. That's parents, teachers, kids, whoever.
Absolutely. And and the focus topic for tonight is special education. So parents and community, if you have, you know, any issues with special education, you know, how your kids are getting service or no services or whatever it may be, it's a time for you to meet with me and the chief special education officer and talk about those things up close and personal. So I'm inviting in everyone in the community that has special ed issues and concerns. You know, even if you have positive about what's going on in special ed, we want to hear those too. So we welcome that.
Okay, and that's happening at the Beardsley Library at 6 o'clock tonight. Is there a way, Dr. Avery, if people can't attend it, they can go back and listen to the commentary? Like, is it going to be streamed somewhere?
I don't think it's going to be streamed, but I will. We might be able to kind of get that in motion before tonight's meeting at 6, so that may be a possibility. But what I'll be able to do is I can send that blast out to the community and also put it on our webpage if that's able to be done.
That'd be great. Add me to that list because I'd love to go back and look at the audio, just hear what people are saying and hear the conversation. That would be great.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dr. Avery, we appreciate you. Again, Interim Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport right here on WICC.